Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Elliot, we're talking about the parsha Pekudei, which is the concluding parsha of the Chumash Shemot, the end of the second book of the five books of Moses. The parsha Pekudei ends with the Spirit of God, so to speak, descending upon the Mishkan, upon the tabernacle that the Jewish people built in the desert. And it's interesting that Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, the Nachmanides, the Ramban, says that the Chumash of Shmos concludes in the same place where the Chumash of Bereishit closed, meaning that in the home of our ancestors of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, in their home, God, so to speak, was present. After they died, then the Spirit of God is not found, it's not felt in the individual home any longer. And in order, so to speak, to bring it down to earth again, so we had to go through this entire exercise, which is the building of the Mishkan. And there's a deep lesson here. After all my years in the rabbinate, people come and they say, for instance, why should there be public prayer? You know, I stay home. I pray at home. Maybe it has deeper meaning to me. I sit and meditate. That has greater meaning to me, or I become a more spiritual person. And what is this? The Jewish people are, so to speak, over-organized, right? Everything is an organization. Everything is community. Everybody's a synagogue. Someone once put it to me very directly. He said, you know, I come to the synagogue, half the people there I wouldn't go into business with. If I stay home, you know, so why should I do that? What's the necessity? So the idea, which is reinforced in this week's parsha, is that the Spirit of God now, it can rest with great individuals. There can be an individual that doesn't need all of this. There can be a person like Avraham or Yitzhak or Yaakov or like our mothers, our matriarchs. It's possible that there can be such a person. But it certainly cannot be on a mass basis. The mass of the people, well, we're too busy. We have carpool and we got to go somewhere and, you know, and I have to take out the garbage and all the other non-spiritual elements of life, so to speak. And therefore, there has to be a central place where, so to speak, I can meet God.
Rabbi, let me ask you, the idea of having a central place where we can meet God, is there a special obligation to find a congregation that makes you comfortable so that even though we understand you can't really pray alone, that you need the elevation that comes with praying communally, can you just walk into any synagogue, or should you be seeking out a special type of situation for yourself?
I can only say for myself, I'm an equal synagogue person. I can walk into anywhere and I feel, I feel I'm there. I don't know. I can't say that that's the rule for everyone. And I certainly think that people try to find themselves in a synagogue, not just for prayer, but for a community as well. Because we all need somebody. You can't be just alone in the world. God forbid, in times of trouble or even in times of happiness, you want to share the happiness with someone else. So therefore, you have to find yourself in a place that you're comfortable. But comfortable has its limits. I remember that when I've been privileged in my lifetime to build a number of synagogue buildings that were built while I was the rabbi, and I had a lot to do with the buildings that were built. And when it always came to the seats, to the benches, my recommendation is don't make them comfortable.
Why not, Rabbi?
Well, I have a personal reason. I don't want anybody to fall asleep in my sermons. But the real reason is that the synagogue is not supposed to make you comfortable as much as it's supposed to challenge you. It's supposed to bring home ideas and thoughts to you that have nothing to do with leisure. It's not like sitting on your couch in front of the television set watching your favorite program. That's not what a synagogue is. And if a synagogue is too comfortable, I always say that the synagogue is greater than the sum of its membership. Mm-hmm. A synagogue that exactly looks like the people who come in there is not doing its job. The synagogue has a higher level, and therefore it's held to a higher level. It's held that way in halacha. So it may be, you know, the halacha makes me uncomfortable, right? I'd rather do it this way or that way. But that's not the task of the synagogue. The task of the synagogue is to challenge the person, to raise the person, and to make the person realize that here is a place where one can engage Jewish history, one can engage Jewish destiny, one can, so to speak, engage God as well. And that was the idea of the Mishkan. We don't have a Mishkan anymore. We don't have a temple in Jerusalem anymore. But what was the substitute for all of that was the communal synagogue. And the communal synagogue remains that. And I think that that's a very important lesson, that if I can't be Abraham in my house, but at least in the synagogue, I can come close to touching what is above me, what is indefinable, what is eternal.
The message of communal prayer. Thank you very much, Rabbi Wein. We'll talk again next week.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week.